Welcome to Kasana Museum. The museum is the result of archaeological research in the spring of 2008. The purpose was to investigate and bring out information about Northern Ghana's past, which can be found in the area around Kasana. The research was conducted by a team of Danish archaeologists from University of Copenhagen in Denmark, together with students from University of Ghana, Legon, and the people of Kasana. The village of Kasana and its people, along with other communities in the Tumu area, have maintained a great deal of their ancient culture. First, they developed in a traditional setting, then in a colonial context, partly in Islam, and recently within independence. Excavation. In northern Ghana, archaeological sites are often found on high grounds in the landscape. This is because people in the past often lived on the same location for a long time. A site like this is called a settlement mound. When people abandoned buildings and threw out rubbish, the settlement mound will grow because they build their new settlement upon the older ones. The ancient sites at Kasana were found by walking on the field in an area packed with several traces of old settlement mounds, iron slag from iron production, and still standing ruins. This shows a great deal of activity in past times. The excavation concentrated on the largest settlement mound about 500 meters east of the present village, which is possible to see in archaeological park. The settlement started at about 1800 AD and may have lasted about 100 years. The excavated area was divided into two parts. In the eastern part were complex remnants of round houses with subsequent layers of floor and walls, eventually collapsed and overlapping each other. Among the walls, one was much thicker than the others and belongs to a much larger structure, perhaps in two storages and maybe a palace. The western part of the excavated area consisted of rubbish layers with many artifacts, especially pottery. This gave us the full sequence of occupation from which the cultural development can be studied. Iron production. Traditional iron production is of great interest. The processes used in iron production goes far back in ancient times. Through interviews with older men in the Tumu area who have actually participated in such work when young, it is demonstrated that the technology was still in use as late as the 1930s. In the area around the settlement mound, large heaps of iron slag are found dated to around 1700 AD. Slag is the waste product from iron production. At the slag heaps, you can beside from iron slags fine pieces of pipes and chimneys from the furnace. These were used to make iron ore and charcoal into raw iron. Artifacts and rings. At the excavation, a lot of artifacts were found, such as pottery, smoking pipes, metal, beads, molluscs, cowrie shells, charcoal, and animal bones in the rubbish layers and at the buildings in the settlement mound. The artifacts provide us with almost every aspect of everyday life in the 19th century. The pottery is often decorated with different combinations of patterns. These patterns can show changes in vessel, shape, and decoration through time. It can take many hundreds of years for the patterns to change. There is a great similarity between modern Kasana pottery and excavated pottery from the settlement mound. This shows that the material culture of modern Kasana is not so different from the past. Some of the artifacts show trade. These could be beads and cowrie shells, which were symbols of status. Cowrie shells were imported from the Maldives through northern Africa and introduced by Portuguese. They were used as currency. The shells are in present time used as decoration on baskets and clothing. Ruins. Ruins of small round houses can still be seen at the ancient settlement mounds. The round houses represent the last old settlement before today's Kasana. The ruins can give an idea about the structures on the settlement mound in terms of size and shapes of walls, floor types, and material. The houses were built of clay coils, which were put upon each other and afterwards smoothened. The inner and outer walls can be plastered. The entrances were raised from the ground, which serves to keep water and animals from getting inside. Small buildings were also attached to the houses, probably for small animals such as fowl, sheep, and goats. Older people in Kasana who earlier lived in round houses could tell about the arrangement in the inner part of the house. Inside the house normally had a raised platform around the walls, which were used for sleeping or sitting. At the back of the house, a fireplace was situated. A household normally consists of 5 to 6 people. Traditional culture. Kasana village has maintained a lot of their traditional culture while existing in the modern world. Old stories told by the elders and traditional ceremonies help to understand the culture of Kasana. Observations of daily life in the villages, such as agriculture, house building, charcoal production, crafts, social relationships, and so on, are important. The observations help to show the life of the people who lived on the settlement mound. The wider perspective. The slave trade plays a greater role in the history of the area, especially the old stories tell about the sad slave trade in Kasana. The earliest layers of the excavation are from the period when the Europeans abandoned slave trade. However, the archaeological finds have not revealed traces of slave trade in the area. But we know that the Ashantis were very active in selling slaves to the Europeans on the coast. The Ashantis had a very harsh tactics in northern Ghana throughout the 18th and 19th centuries, where they collected several thousands of slaves annually for their own plantations. A large slave camp was located in the Tumu area, where the Zabarima tribe kept their slaves. The Muslim Zabarimas originally came from Niger in the 19th century. Their presence in the area and the conflict that followed was a result of the Ashanti's activities. Old stories mention that Kasana used to be the headquarters of the Zamarimas, and that it developed into an important marketplace. Millet, salt, gunpowder, guns, beads, pipes, and kola nuts were common items of exchange for slaves. The slave trade was only stopped by the expansion of the English and neighboring French authorities in the north of Ghana. The center of the Kasana ethnic group is in the Nzinga area in Burkina Faso. Thus, families belonging to the same culture got separated between the French and British territories. Even today, close contacts are still strongly upheld in the border zone.